Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good. An international
call. Interface complete.
All right. Let me go ahead and get this thing tight. Just joining, you know what I'm saying, Miss Computer Lady. She over there doing her smooth jazz thing. And, you know, hanging out on her show for a little minute. See my dog Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying, 186 Deuce. You know, I seen he popped up online. He probably going to be through after a while. Because today is Tuesday, time to learn a language. Yeah, time to learn the language Tuesday. I actually said the motherfucker backwards. But today's show, we will be focusing on the Afrikaan language. That is A-F-R-I-K-A-A-N. The Afrikaan language. Starting something new each and every Tuesday, we're going to learn a new language. A different language, and then we'll go back over some of the previous learned words next month. So if you're fluent in any language that I'm teaching here, please, you know what I'm saying, give your input. It's time to teach the world to understand each other, you know, so let's learn each other. Bring your ass and find out what language we'll learn today. That is the description for the show, and that is what we're doing for Shizzo. Time to Learn Language Tuesday is sponsored in part by, unofficially sponsored in part by, but anyway, www.byki.com. And for all your language learning needs, you know what I'm saying, make sure you go and check them out. You know what I'm saying, got over 40 different languages to learn from A to Z, starting off with the original language, Afrikaan. And what we're going to be doing, I'm going to get into a song. And if I come back for the song, we're going to learn the days of the week. We're going to start it out with the days of the week. You know, do a little bit, cover that. And then we'll come back and, you know, do some meeting and greeting. You know what I'm saying? So you can learn a couple of little meetings and greeting. You know, if you ever happen to go to Africa, you know what I'm saying, back to the motherland, you know what I'm saying, to see the sisters and brother, man. And you'll be ahead of the game. So that's the purpose of today's show. We're going to be going in on it. Thank y'all for coming through. You are riding out with Wrecking the Game Radio, the Starship Smelly Prize. And, yeah, that's what we do here live.
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Who the fuck was that? Come on, this bitch.
You're gonna soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
For real? I don't know what the hell.
Now, the real game begins.
A hell motherfucking... playing with the goddamn buttons. It's your little punk ass off. Y'all gotta excuse me. You know, right here on the
Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
Starship Smelly Prize. We got my dog, you know what I'm saying, Timmy, who you know, snuck into my stash, you know what I'm saying, and hit some of my goody good up, but it's all good, you know what I'm saying? You know my feeling on it.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
That's real. And for all my beer drinkers out there, man, y'all already know we got some good shit out there for you. On the shelf.
Lager, the beer that brought the forest down.
I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like Frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle Trump pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Lager brings out the patriot in you.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old candy for you. Sleepy jail on the world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life. Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Fo, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tampa, bitch.
Yeah. Don't get into this anti-social. You don't want none. We coming right back. Y'all should smell it, prize. Time to learn the language, y'all. Because it's Tuesday, bitches.
With a real nigga like me,
you don't want none. can't even do shit. You talking shit behind my back. When I step, you trying to act. He talking shit. I'ma crack your back and bust your head, and that's a fact. I'm dragging hoes about that shit. Doing damage, leaving this. Don't fuck with ordinary hoes. They be on that bullshit. Plenty of hoes wanna fight me. They just mad cause they ain't like me. If you think your girl's soft, then go ahead and come and try me, ho. Knock if you're buck. If you're bad, then run up. I ain't never gave a damn, and I still don't give a fuck. Am I scared? Yeah, right. Your girl always keep it tight. I don't like the way you talking. It's gonna be a girl fight.
No more love.
Antisocial right there holding it down, y'all. Let's go ahead and get into this, what we do here. All right, y'all. Today is Time to Learn the Language Tuesday. Brought to you apart by www.byki, that is beforeyouknowit.com, which is a free language learning program compared to the Rosetta Stone and a couple other little programs out there. But this has been the hottest program that I've ever used. And it's actually been putting me up on game now. You got to understand one thing when it comes to learning a language, that you have different dialects of that language. So although you might be learning the English, basically like the English version, you also have the Southern or the slang version of, you know what I'm saying, what the actual people would be speaking. So just because you might learn the language here, you know, off of the website, you know, you still have to actually open up your mind and then your ear to hear the neighborhood talk, because it's a different slang to it. It's an ebonics to it. So, you know, learn the actual, you know what I'm saying, learn, you know, at least how to pronounce the words the correct, you know, the correct way. And then once you get into the neighborhoods or wherever around, you know, people are comfortable, then you'll at least be able to identify, you know what I'm saying, but they'll be saying it, you know, with a little slang, or they might add a word, take an O off or something, but it still means the same word. So what we're going to do today, right now, we're going to study the days of the week. Yeah, days of the week. And the way you say day of the week is dog by night. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut the music. Hold on just a second. I know everybody can't really hear. And I'm cutting the music so everybody can hear. We can get our little learning on. And make sure my volume is cut up. Okay. And then we should be able to hear Dag van de week. Now, one thing about this Time to Learn Language Tuesday, and the reason for me providing the link and stuff, is not so you sit up here and listen to me. It is so you'll go to the website, download the program, and then download your lesson that you want to learn. You know? And then study on your own. I'm just here, you know what I'm saying, trying to help you. Help me, you know what I'm saying? And that's the way the world goes around, man. You got to help each other, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Learn another language. Just dropping this off on the bridge. So if you happen to be on www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr in between the hours of 12 p.m. 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can pick up, you know what I'm saying, everything that I'm doing live, and I got links and everything, you know, to guide you to participate in the program. Also, go check out livestream.com/WDGE radio, where we're going to be doing this live, you know what I'm saying, show y'all some cue cards or something, and, you know, we're going to be learning live together. So that's some exciting stuff coming up January 1st, and, you know, got a lot of things launching January 1st, the official website, WDGE Radio TV, where you can come and find all your favorite radio stations, artists, infos, bios, all that kind of stuff. Real informative website. Putting a lot of work into it. It will be launching January 1st, but it won't be officially up probably till somewhere in February. I just got so much content to add to it. Videos, pictures, I mean, you're going to get some of everything off of there. It's a tab up there. You can, you know, PayPal me and purchase my mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Anybody want to purchase Wrecking the Game mixtapes, live mixes, we got them. Also got a new little thing that we're running. It's called Chip-In. So if anybody would like to make a donation, please go to my website. So you can either go to blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr or you can go to myspace.com/smellybtr. And I have the little donation tabs on either one of them for you to be able to check out. So if you'd like to make a donation, you know what I'm saying, all you got to do is click on the tab. It'll take you to the PayPal link, and then, you know what I'm saying, submit whatever you want, $1, $2, $3, whatever. And, you know, all this goes for indie promotion, man. I promote indie artists out of my pocket, you know what I'm saying, and I don't ask artists, you know what I'm saying, for money to pay them in the club and all that kind of stuff. I just do it as a DJ because the DJ's job is to break records. So by that, I go out and get my own revenue. So if you like to donate, please go to those websites and check them out. If not, hit me up at smellybtr@live.com, smellybtr@live.com, and then I can send you the chip-in button, and then you can post the button throughout your websites if you'd like to also help. So, yeah, that's how we get down. So here we go. The first word of the day is Dag van de week. Dag van de week.
Dag van de week.
Dag van de week.
Dag van de week.
Now, when you take in these languages, what you're going to learn and you're going to start hearing is when we get into the other different languages, you're going to find out they'll break off of this original language. Definitely when we get into German. I mean, when we get into German, y'all be like, damn, I already speak German. If you speak African, you're going to speak German. They took the exact same words and just ox block, blue blocked it a little bit. All the same words, right? So, first word is Dag. Dag, D-A-G, von, B-A-N, D, D-I-E. And you got to remember how you pronounce these words. And then week. Or week is W-E-E-K, and you always flip flop your W's and your V's. You know what I'm saying? So you know you got with the V, your W sounds like a V. You know what I'm saying? You always need to make sure you flip flop that because it's always gonna sound weird if you don't.
Dag van de
week. Dag van de week. Dag van de week. And what you do is you just take your time. That's what this program is all about. The first part of it just lets you review the words. You're not even tested anything on it, and you can take your time. You know what I'm saying? It's four different steps you go through to actually master the language. And then after that, I mean, it takes you all the way from repeating it yourself, repeating the foreign language, typing in the English version, and then typing in the foreign version. So, you know, after you finish with these lessons, I mean, I don't know what you're doing, but you should learn something. You should know a few words. And if you keep studying these words, you will know how to speak a language.
Dag van de week.
That's why these motherfuckers kind of hate me now when I come to the little BP stations, because I come in, you know what I'm saying, and I'll be like, Sabah. And they'll be like, what? Yeah, I'm morning, motherfuckers, you know. And, you know, that. So what is Sabah? And then you have Masa, Masai is one of them. I'm still learning, people, still learning. That's Arabic, you know what I'm saying? So here we go.
Mondag.
Let's get into the days of the week. Monday is Mondag.
Mondag.
And that's spelled M-A-A-N-D-A-G. Mondag.
Mondag.
Mondag. And dog, you're going to hear this for everything, because dog means day, D-A-G, dog is day, and you'll hear that, you know what I'm saying, on the end of everything.
Mondag.
Mondag is Monday. Mondag.
Mondag.
All right.
Dinsdag.
Dinsdag. D-I-N-S-D-A-G. Dinsdag. That's what we're doing today. Time to learn the language Dinsdag.
Dinsdag.
Dinsdag. Tuesday. Yeah, that's it. We live. Tuesday.
Dinsdag.
Dinsdag. Once again, you see that W coming in here. That's for Wednesday. But you got W-O-E-N-S-D-A-G. Wunsdag. You got that foon, like foon, foon, foon. Wunsdag, like boom. Volkswagen, every time you see a W in front of the Volkswagen, it's actually pronounced V. So it's Wun, Wunsdag. 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 Wunsdag, which is Wednesday.
Donnerdag.
All right, we're moving into Thursday. Donnerdag. Which is D-O-N-D-E-R-D-A-G, Donnerdag.
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 Which is Thursday.
Donnerdag.
Donnerdag.
Freidag.
All right, and this looks real crazy. The V is pronounced F, you know what I'm saying? So when you see V, you want to pronounce it like F. So this is looks like Freidag, which is actually Freidag.
Freidag.
That's where we get Friday from. Freidag. V-R-Y-D-A-G. Looks like it says Vi, like Vry, but you actually pronounce the V with an L. So it's Freidag.
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 All right. Now we're going to put it on auto flip, and we're just going to let it run itself. You know what I'm saying? That's the days of the week. And what you start out with, and we got, wait a minute. I forgot, we got two more.
Saturday.
All right, Saturday, my bad. S-A-T-E-R-D-A-G, skipping the whole damn weekend. And that's Saturday. Pronounce it again.
Saturday.
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 Now, this is, you getting this from a black man, so your pronunciation of these words will sound different. You know what I'm saying? And if you already have a native tongue, it's definitely going to sound different. So now you just hearing the country version of it. Yeah, because I'm flowed up and got my little accent on there. So.
Saturday.
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 Saturday. That's Saturday.
Sondag.
Sondag. S-O-N-D-A-G. Sondag.
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 It's Sunday. All right, now we're putting on all the flip. We covered the whole days of the week. All right, we're going to start this back over. Here we go.
Dag van de week.
Dag van de week, which is the day of the week. Dag van de week.
Maandag.
Maandag, which is Monday. Maandag. Maandag.
Dinsdag.
Tuesday. Dinsdag. Dinsdag. Dinsdag is Tuesday. Woensdag. Woensdag is Wednesday. Woensdag. Thursday. Donderdag. Donderdag. It's Thursday. We on the flip, y'all. Freidag. Freidag. Friday. Freidag.
Saturday.
Which is Saturday, Saturday, S-A-T-E-R-D-A-G. And we're going to wrap it up with Sondag, Sunday, S-O-N-D-A-G, Sondag, Sondag. And Dag van de week is day of the week. All right, we're going to come back in just a second. We're going to review all of that. I got some people calling me, hailing me and stuff, so let me go ahead and beam them aboard real quick, people. Y'all give me one quick segundo. Ashwood.
What up?
Fucking building. Yeah. What's happening, homie?
Say shit, man. The DVD is finally here, my dude. Merry Christmas.
Oh, boy. Got the DVD. Y'all need to check out the No Sleep Entertainment. Mr. Ashwood, the new DVD dropping. You know what I'm saying?
Sleep Films. Yeah.
No Sleep Films. And what's up? What we looking for on the DVD? What we look for?
It's a little bit of everything on here. I got some shows, some interviews. You know, just my little unsigned tour going to city. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I just put a little bit of everything on there. It's about an hour long, so it's not that long, just an hour, about an hour. So, you know, I just want them, you know, instead of people hearing me, I want them to see me now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Try to get
all right, them. I mean, you got to have it on both sides, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Get my little DVD together, man. I got to do my shit year by year, though. I'm sorry, I can't. Nigga, I got
yeah.
a DVD coming from the year 2005. That's one DVD.
Hell yeah.
2006. That's one DVD.
Mm-hmm.
2007, 2008. The only one I ain't got a full DVD for 2009. And probably
hell
got
yeah.
one for that, too. I'm pretty sure. I just looked. But man, that's how much fucking video and pictures I don't fucking took, man. That shit.
Hell yeah.
That shit's crazy. So you get out there, boy, and you really be, you know what I'm saying, you really putting your smack down, man. Shit. Yeah, you're definitely, if you're putting in work like you're supposed to, you're supposed to have that much footage. You're supposed to have so much footage you can't even use all of the shit, which ain't
yep.
no sense. But,
ain't bullshit.
You know, because, you know, once you got all that material, you be like, damn, man, well, now you get them brain farts and shit because you get over creative. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole point when people be talking about, man, you put the video together for me. It's not even about the take the clip. You can take a clip, put it here, put one little transition into it, moving into the next video, take another transition and move it into a picture, and, you know, throw a little music over it. Oh, that's simple. All that's simple. But it's the imagination in it. How the hell do I want to present this to you to make you stand and see this as a story, though? And that is the whole key, is painting a picture. You know what I'm saying? Through the DVD, you know what I'm saying? But through your eyes so people can understand your whole, you know what I'm saying, mission of what you was trying to accomplish.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's big up. Today is Time to Learn Language Tuesday, man. We're learning the motherland language right now. It's the original, the Afrikaans language, you know what I'm saying, where all other languages spawn off of. And if you start learning your language, start off with the Afrikaans language. And then once you start studying other languages, you actually be going backwards because you be going backwards because then you will start to see the trickle down effect of how they done broke our language up. You feel me? And then everybody took a piece of it and made it their own. But then they all revert back to our motherfucking native tongue, the Afrikaans language. All of it. So that's what Time to Learn a Language Tuesday is all about, is you know, teaching another language, teaching the truth behind our languages, and education, man. BYKI, you can go to www.byki.com and check it out. BeforeYouKnowIt.com, download for free over 40 different lessons and their included plans. So they teach you everything, man. I mean, like, everything. You got from the animals, colors, days of the week, meeting and greeting, part one and two, the numbers, and how to take a taxi cab, one and two. Now, all that's for free. All that's for free. Now, while that Rosetta Stone bullshit is steady talking about, you know, this and that, you know, $100, $200 for that bullshit, this shit's free, people. You're already paying for the internet. Utilize the internet for what it's for. Free shit.
Mm-hmm.
And get it the fuck up off of here. So I'm giving you where it's at. If you don't want it, fuck it. You know? That's how we do. But what I'm finna do is, I got my nigga Ashwell online. I can take a fucking break real quick and roll up some of my old shit. I ain't got no herb. I can only roll up these old riches. You know what I'm saying? I got these riches around here. So I'm going to roll me up a couple of riches, y'all, and we're gonna get to it. I don't know why the hell. Where the fuck is your drop at? Didn't I play that on the show?
Yeah, I sent you two of them. I probably got to give you some 2010 drops. I got to give you some new drops.
What the hell?
Because, I sent you some, a minute ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I got too much.
I know you got like 1,000 things in your box. That's probably why I probably.
Yeah. I move every. I try to move all the artist tracks to, you know, one email box. But then you go in that bitch. It's like 6 pages. Motherfuckers done sent me shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, goddamn. So, it's Christmas time, and y'all, we got Ashwood on the line. He got a motherfucking Christmas song for y'all. Put your glasses in there, goddammit. That's how we do it. Coming right back, time to learn the language Tuesday. On the Starship Smelly Pride. Don't forget, 30 minutes, man. We got the motherfucking Nutter News of the Day coming up. Top of the hour. Wrecking the Game Radio. DJ smells so good. That's how we do it, man. Let's ride out. Smoke them if you got them, goddammit. Yeah.
It's nothing like it. Woo! I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. I done put it down all across Florida.
Yep.
Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia.
Go.
A few shows, did me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood, leave comments,
yep.
Need the feedback, no sleep, you know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step though, my man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West
what
Coast.
Up, Silk?
Tyree got me live in D.C. Progression, about to drop the DVD, it's no half-stepping. Check my SoundClick page, get my whole collection. I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable.
We
thought about quitting, but I kept spitting.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm making beats. Slash engineering, clean you up, who's the first contestant,
uh-huh.
Independent thing, making wise investments,
my witness,
this my story,
uh-huh.
I holla at 10 for the puff party,
what up 10,
if the people ain't hype yet, I tore down
shows,
even when they messed up my mic check,
yep.
The show must go on, relax, even under pressure. I pull a rabbit out the hat, I'm the musician, see the competition,
yep.
Kapoof. Disappear, Ashwood is the truth, the truth. I got the sound that'll raise the roof.
Uh-huh.
Hey yo, Swagger, pass me the goose. I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers.
You put the cold water in, I throw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then we dry the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money.
Put the cold water in, I throw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you dry the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money.
Any party that's popping, I'm on the scene. Somebody please pass me a towel, I'm so clean, clean. Rosé and hell green. The kid trying to make reality my dream, dream. No sleep, that's my team. Smoke with your boy Ashwood, I might steam, steam. In a coupe with that lean. Cross hang down on my belly, the chain mean, mean. Little homie, I got it locked, locked. Pass the egg beater, cause my style straight drop, drop. Women classy like Coco Chanel,
uh-huh.
Independent, put up four for the bell, won't tell. I stand for something, won't fall for nothing. I got you open off my introduction. When it comes to the music, I put my heart, mind, body, and soul.
Uh-huh.
Give me your ears if you want a bankroll.
I told them,
you put the cold water in, I throw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you dry the product out.
That's what it's all about. We're getting money.
Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You had the baking soda, then you dry the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money.
I'm feeling like the headliner, so quote that. I'm in a good mood as I hop in a throwback. Pretty thing with me, grab my coat from the coat rack. About to leave shorty, cause a friend asked more fat. You hesitate, I know how to approach that. Pulled out the kush, she like where we could smoke at.
What?
On the interstate, mommy so roll ass. She said a man whack, he don't know where the hole at.
Nah.
Fall back, I'm in the zone like a touchdown. I'm guaranteed to have the streets hype this time around. I got them all sick cause my name buzzing. Better hold on to your seats, kid, I'm coming. I'm not leaving, so get used to me. Lady spot me up in the club, get loose for me. I do this thing in my sleep, it's all practice. Switch up my style, these lanes are swag jackets.
You put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you dry the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money.
Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you dry the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money.
Six figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six figures. Yeah.
Yo, what's up, world? This your boy DJ Party Time. I'm breaking the game in the tank. If you want to come follow your boy Party Time, hit your boy up on twitter.com/partyzone3929. Or if you want to see what's popping in the world and see what Wrecking the Game Entertainment is doing, hit your boy up at myspace.com/partyzone3929. Special shout out goes out to Miss Janu, DJ Smell So Good, and my boy Jolly Boy with that new smash here, Walk Like You Got. So if y'all interested in what we doing, hit your boy up. Wrecking the Game Entertainment, 813 on the map. We doing big things. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, that right there live, man. Y'all hold on, man. Hold on. I see you there, 813. Got Party Time, got Ashwood in the building. Coming back, man. Y'all give me 1 second. I'm trying to get my economical pressure on. You know what I'm saying? B-Guns. It's B-Guns off the No Sleep Entertainment label, man. My nigga Ashwood, first artist. Go ahead and let y'all hear a little something, something, man. Check them out.
I don't know about you, but we be in the streets. I don't know about your crew, but we be on the creek. I don't know what you do, but we get no sleep. We get no sleep.
We get no sleep.
As you can tell by the chorus, I do not get sleep. I be out getting that paper while you fools count sheep. So while you dudes tucked in and snug up in the sheets, I be one with the street name, should have been concrete. Sheesh, I'm a beast when I hop up on beat. Rappers for dessert, but instrumentals is a feat. I'm a winner, I'm familiar with the term defeat. Unless you talking about my crest, then check out DC. Black and red Nikes looking like the Bulls jersey. Kick so fly, swear I got them from Hermes. No matter how much you hate, you just can't hurt me. Say my name so much, you can't say you ain't heard me. I don't know about you, but we be in the streets. I don't know about your crew, but we be on the creek. I don't know what you do, but we get no sleep. We get no sleep.
We get no sleep.
I don't know about you, but we be in the streets. I don't know about your crew, but we be on the creek. I don't know what you do, but we get no sleep. We
we get no sleep.
We get no sleep.
No sleep is the movement. Got our own style. Being fake and swagger jacking is not up in the foul. We so far ahead, it's multiplied in miles. And everybody over you like a football pile. Wow, so nice I made myself. I don't need your support, I praise myself. Nobody taught me nothing, I raised myself. Now you thinking of a plan to erase my health? No, the people I roll with.
Yeah, I knew something was going to happen with that shit. You remember last time you sent me that track and that shit cut off like that?
Yeah. He sent the new one. He converted the MP3 and sent the other one. I was wondering.
Damn, is the shit going to cut off? I knew it was something like short, but I'm like, damn, this must ride now. This shit just ride. Okay, this must be the real one then.
It's another one. No, it's all good.
I gotta take that off actually, cause I got a couple of double tracks. People sent me the correct tracks, so it's still like two tracks.
Yeah.
I feel like. It's all good. Yeah. That's a little sample of Beat Guns.
Guns going
real big, man. Yeah, y'all already know. That's how we do it. Yeah. Party Time probably gonna call back in. I don't know what the hell happened. He was.
Shout out to Party Time, man. I gotta go find him on MySpace.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he parties on 3929. He got more crazy ass names and shit.
Oh, okay.
It's all good. Yeah, all
working.
Yeah, man. What time it is? All right, I got to get back into some language learning, people. Let me cue my shit.
Hell, yep.
Let's see here. All right, everybody practice along, goddammit. Practice along. Here we go. All right, got the jam started in the background. All right, we're going into the meeting and greeting, y'all. This is a little meeting and greeting. You know what I'm saying? So if you ever stepped up to an African person or anybody of African descent, you know what I'm saying, and you want to go ahead and try to get in where you fit in, yeah, that's how you do it. And don't forget, dog, D-A-G, dog is day. So every time you see that, you know what I'm saying, that means something about the day. So the first word is good afternoon. And I'm going to spell this out. G-O-E-I-E space M-I-D-D-A-G. Now, we're going to hear the meaning of that. Kwe, my dog. All right. Matter of fact, I got to cut the music. Yeah, because you can't really hear the lady saying this shit. You know what I'm saying? You can kind of hear me saying it, but he said, like, the correct pronunciation of it. So, you know, I want everybody to hear that version. You know, you hear the nigger rig version, but then you also hear the professional version. You know what I'm saying? So, that's real. That's real. Now, keeping it real. Keeping it real. All right, can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it now.
What did it say?
Say it again. Damn, that shit is tongue twisting. Go one again.
Let me slow it down for you. Slow it down.
Let me talk about it.
It's Kwe. The G is, and that's the whole thing about our language, where it comes from. Like, your V is pronounced F, your W is pronounced V, and then your G is pronounced Q.
Wow.
Yeah, so the whole breakdown, like when you look at the word Volkswagen, you don't say Volkswagen. You say Volkswagen. The V, the W sounds like a V.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So like Friday, it's V-R-Y-D-A-G, but you don't say Friday. You say Fry Dog. You know what I'm saying? So the V is actually pronounced F, like an F. So your G is looks like a G, but it's actually pronounced in the Q. Kwe mid dog.
Kwe mid
dog. You know what I'm saying?
Kwe mid dog.
It's Kwe. Say Kwe. Kwe.
Kwe.
Kwe. Kwe mid dog. Mid dog. Like midday. You know what I'm saying? The midday. Afternoon is what? Midday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Queen Medog.
So that's the break. Yeah, the breakdown. Queen Medog.
Queen Medog.
Queen Medog.
Queen Medog.
Queen Medog. Like midday, but you just have to keep saying that. Midday, midday, Medog.
Midday.
Medog.
Queen Medog.
Medog. Queen Medog. Medog. But you're saying dog, though.
Queen Medog.
Queen Medog. There you go.
Queen
Medog.
Queen Medog.
It's two words. Kui Medog. Kui Medog. Actually, you know what I'm saying? If you break it down, it's three different words. Kui Medog. Mid, M-I-D, middle.
Kui Medog.
Dog. Kui Medog.
Kui Medog.
It actually is easy when you break it down. You know what I'm saying? When you get the breakdown of it, you're like, oh, okay, okay. I get it. So it's Kui. Kui Medog. And you're going to keep hearing this every time. Kui Nak. You know what I'm saying? For everything that's good, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, it's going to have that kui. So all you really focus on is that kui. Every other word would change.
Kui
meta.
Kui meta.
Good afternoon. All right, we're going to keep rolling now. We got 10 cards to review.
Kui Anand.
All right. Kui Anand. I know that one's going to fuck you up. Kui Anand. Kui.
Kui Anand.
Okay. And then N-A-A-N-D. All right,
Kui
so you have to actually say that by itself.
Kui
Anand. Anand. Anand.
Kui
Anand.
Kui Anand.
Kui Anand.
Kui Anand. It's like saying N-And. You feel me? It's really like saying Kui Anand in our slang. Kui Anand, and you'll really be saying it, but you're saying Kui Anand. Kui Anand.
Kui Anand.
Kui Anand.
Kui Anand.
Kui Anand.
Kui Anand.
Which is good evening.
Kui Anand.
Kui Anand.
Kui Anand.
All right. Moving on, y'all. We're going to come back and review it now. I don't think we just saying anything going to motherfucking go in on.
Kui Amora.
All right. Good morning. It's Kui Amora.
Kui Amora.
Kui Amora. M-O with the little... I don't know what the hell they call them little things they be putting over top of the letters.
Apostrophe.
Yeah, no, you know how they got the special, you know, sometimes I might have two dots. This got the little, like you want to add a word in between, and you put that little upside down triangle, So, you know, it's got that over. So that's telling you that you got to stress that more.
Kui Amora.
Kui Amora. More.
Kui Amora.
More. You're actually stressing that O in there. Kui Amora.
Kui Amora.
Kui Amora.
Kui Amora.
Kui Amora.
Kui Amora.
Slow it down.
Kui Amora. Kui Amora.
Kui Amora.
Kui Amora.
Kui Amora.
It's kind of like adding the A on to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, love is amor. You know what I'm saying? Or amore. So it's still the same shit, you know what I'm saying? Kui Amora.
Kui Amora.
And that's what's going to fuck you up when you start taking, like, French and all the other shit we get into. And then you're like, well, damn, good morning was Amora. But then when you get into their shit, you know, more Amora is love. You see what I'm saying? Mi Amora is my love. So then that's like, damn, y'all done took our shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same words and spelling or whatever, but then they flip it. You know what I'm saying? And then they make it their little own shit. But look where it came from. This is where it came from. This is the original language right here of where every motherfucking everybody else shit came from. All right.
Hell yeah.
Kui Amora.
Kui Amora.
Kui Amora.
Kui Amora.
Kui Anach. N-A-G is Nach. Kui Anach.
Kui
Anach.
Kui Anach.
And in German is spelled N-A-C-H-T. Nacht. They say Nacht. We have a more smoother saying. They have a more ach. Ach, blach, blach. You know what I'm saying? Speaking to it. They put like a T on everything or C-H on in all of their languages. So, you know, you have Nacht. You know, ach. You know, everything they say is with a kind of spit to it. But this is where it came from.
Kui Anach.
Kui Anach. Kui Anach. It's really like Nog.
Kui Anach.
Kui Anach. good night. Kweanach means good night.
Kweanach.
G-O-E-I-E-N-A-G. Kwe, the G is pronounced Q, Kwe, Kweanach.
Kweanach.
Kwe, it's, see, and it's at like, it's kind of like they put an A onto it, but it's not there. The A is silent, but it's there. It's Kweanach, you know what I'm saying?
Kweanach.
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 Kweanach. All right. Kweanach. That's good night. All right.
Kweanach.
Krute.
What?
This is greetings. G-O-R-E-T-E.
Krute.
Something like a like saying crouton. Same thing, like saying crouton, but it's krute. Krute. See what I'm saying?
Oh, krute. Krute. Like crouton.
Yeah, it's the same thing, like a crouton, but you're saying krute.
Krute. Krute.
Straight up. Come on, now. You know, I'm going to put this in a way, goddammit, that shit. You're going to wait for this motherfucker. Shit. I don't give a damn. I'm giving you where they done took all these goddamn words at. A motherfucking crouton. Bitch, that meant greedy. Y'all just trying to take our shit, you know what I'm saying? And we don't identify with the motherfucking shit. Bitch, I'm identified. Krute.
Krute.
Krute. The E is like a A. It's like kruta.
Kruta.
Slow it down. Slow it down.
Kruta.
Kruta. Kruta. It's greetings. Kruta.
Kruta.
Croutons, motherfucker. Croutons. I'm up in this bitch. Yeah, crouton. Did you say crouton? Fucking right, nigga. Croutons. That's the southern way of saying greetings. You know what I'm saying? Croutons, motherfucker. Croutons. But it's crouta. 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 Y'all just keep learning it, damn it. Go to BYKI.com and keep studying the Afrikaan. Meeting and greeting, part one. And you can catch up.
Hi.
Hi. Everybody know that one.
Hi.
H-A-H-A-I.
Aye.
And what we do? We took the AA out of it and made hi.
Hi.
Huh? Hi is hello. H-A-A-I. What do we do? What is hi? What is hello? H-I. This is your language, bro. They just took your shit so you can't readily identify with it.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Why did you take the AI, AAs and then just shorten it to H-I? Because they don't want you to go back and looking at your original language.
Hi.
That's where your hi came from. Why it's got a white bitch on here, I don't know. But, hey, you know, it's a fucking Afrikaan language. You tell me you couldn't get no damn pictures of Afrikaan people? Huh? Come on now.
Hi.
All right, anyway.
Meneer.
Meneer. This is Mr.
Meneer.
M-N-R. Meneer. Meneer. Meneer Ashwood.
Meneer.
Meneer Ashwood.
Meneer.
Meneer. Yeah, Meneer. This is Meneer Ashwood. Meneer smells so good up in this
Meneer.
Mofo.
Mufran.
Huh? Like saying my friend. Yo, my missus. This is my Mufran.
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 Mufran. This is my Mufran. Oh, wait, man. We got somebody else. Hell, what you? Who is that, Timmy?
Timmy!
Oh, okay, I see him. Hold on a second, Peter. All right, bring DJ Party Time live up on the smelly prize. Kwe Anand. I might be using that wrong.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go. Fuck it. Hey! All else fails, goddamn it, shit. Go back to the what? The original. Aye. Shit. Yeah. That's real, man. Hold on, part time. I got two more, man. Get back with you. Hold on. We on Mrs.
Mufran.
Mufran. This is Mufran. This is Mrs. whoever the hell.
Mufran.
Mufran.
Nigga, I ain't your friend, nigga. You know, that's how girls go off. You know, I ain't your friend. Why you gonna call? Girl, that means Mrs. an African, dumbass. Gee, do you even study languages? What that is? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Got to take you back home early. Real early. Mufran. This is Mrs. All right. M-E-V, y'all, period. M-E-V, period, is Mufran. It means Mrs. in the African. All right. You tell a motherfucker you don't want none. You tell the ass.
Nia.
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 N-E-E means no.
Nia.
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 Nia. Or in Spanish is no. German is nine. N-E-I-N. Nine. Like the number nine. It means no. But this is
Nia.
Nia.
Yeah.
Nia.
Tell Nia.
And all they did was drop the E, added the I-N, and then talk about nine. How the fuck?
Nia.
Nia is no. Every time somebody asks you for something, tell the motherfuckers Nia. I don't even tell their ass no more. Tell their ass Nia.
Yeah.
I'm like, what that is? Nia. Can you get Nia? Let me get Nia. What is you saying, Nia? Motherfucker, shit. Nia is Nia. It's universal. Study your motherfucking back, and then your back heritage, and you'll know. Yeah. And that's why we always, this is where we thought the slang, you know, we thought we were saying some slang shit.
Yo.
What are they saying?
Yo. Yo.
J-A. What is?
Yo.
What is yeah?
Yo.
Is you coming, dog? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the food good? Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, that bitch fine. Yeah, that bitch fine.
Yeah.
Our slang, yes, that means yes. That's been.
Yo.
We've been saying that since the beginning of time. Yeah.
Yo.
Ain't no slang. Ain't no Ebonics. That's your original language. That's what you originally speak. You let these motherfucking white folks tell you, though, you speaking Ebonics. You speaking all this other shit just because they don't understand what the fuck you speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Understand your culture, man. Understand your background. Your identity has been stolen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's being regurgitated to you in a very foreign way. In a very
timid
type way. 813, hold on a second. Let me bring another 813 up in this thing. God damn, 813 FLA taking over up in this mofo flipper. What's happening? Well, goodbye. I don't know who the hell it was. I just beamed you up on this motherfucker, but they hung up. All right. I guess they ain't used to the beam and shit. Oh, no, what's going on? Thought the Borg was taking over or something. They thought the Borg was taking over. All right. Fuck.
Quen na?
They'll be back. Qui nach. All right, y'all. It's time to review. Y'all, it's time to review. Now it's time to review. Everybody ready for the review? It's time for the review. Yeah, goddamn it, yeah. Motherfuckers all off cue. All right, first word. Good afternoon is.
Quen nach.
No. Run it in one more. Remember midday. Remember midday. Afternoon is midday.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, what it is? What is it?
Let me see. Quinanetta.
No, man. It's midday. Midday.
Oh, midday? Oh, wait. Damn, I can't. Oh, it's the dog. Hold on. It's the Quinanetta.
Here we go. We all got it.
I say that bitch. Quid Medog. Quid Medog.
Yeah, Qui Medog.
Oh, Qui, yeah, Qui Medog.
Qui Medog.
Qui Medog.
Good afternoon. Qui Medog. And part of time, you can jump in here, you know. I know you're a true African. Part of time, I know all that shit. Mama Wulu. I know that. I don't yeah, I speak that already. Qui Medog. All right. It's good afternoon.
Qui
Enand. Qui Enand. Good evening. Good evening is what? Good evening. Qui Enand.
Qui Enand.
All right. And then that's for good evening. You know what I'm saying? Like you know. But then when you want to say like good night, it's kui nach.
Kui nach.
That's good evening. Then you have kui mora, kui amora, kui amora, for good morning. Yeah, all right, I don't hear nobody saying nothing.
Kui amora.
There you go. Kui amora. Say it amora. Back to yourself if you want to learn it, goddammit, because I can only.
Which one is the crew tall?
There you go. Kui anach.
Kui anach.
That's N-A-G. Kui anach. Good night.
Kui anach.
These spellings are G-O-E-I-E space N-A-G. Kui. G is spelled, is pronounced Q. So when you're pronouncing these, you have to pronounce it with the G with the Q. So it's kui nach. Kui anach.
Kui
anach. Good night. Croutons. Krute. Krute.
Krute.
Krute.
Krute.
Krute.
Krute.
Krute.
Krute.
Kruta.
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 Croutons. Yeah, it means greetings. Anybody ever come up to you and say crute? They'd be like, huh? Croutons. No, I'm saying hello. If not, they're going to say I. H-A-A-I.
I.
Hello.
I.
I. I.
All right. All right, we got Meneer Ashwood and Meneer Party Time on the line.
Meneer.
M-N-R, period, means mister.
Meneer.
And it's pronounced Meneer.
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 Meneer. Like my nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Meneer.
What's up, my nigga?
Meneer.
We were already saying that, yeah.
Mifran.
Mifran, which we always call, you know what I'm saying, the missus anyways. This is Mifran. Nigga, I ain't your friend. I'm your wife. Mifran. Y'all, you my motherfucking just homegirl on the side right now. This is Mifran right here. See, that way y'all can keep using that. You know what I'm saying? Even if you be like, yeah, this is my missus. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna know what the fuck you talking about. But they'll be like, damn, he said this, that's just his friend. Nah, girl. They like, you know what I'm saying? Later on, you be like, no, I was telling you that's my missus. You just ain't speak the language. You know what I'm saying? You just ain't speak the language, girl. You just ain't speak the language. I didn't say my friend. I said Mufran. Just miss.
Mufran.
Huh? All right. Yeah. If she don't go for that,
Nia?
And she tell you no, you be like, Nia.
Nia?
You going to keep throwing them off with the same words. They ain't going to know.
Nia?
That's what Spanish people do is, you know what I'm saying?
Nia?
Nia. N-E-E. Nia.
Nia?
Nia is no. And then, last but not least, yah, 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 means yes. And that will conclude the meeting and greeting part of the lesson for the Afrikaan language. We are at the top of the hour, and you already know what that means, people. It's time to get busy. Here we go. Anybody know what time it is? Time for another news, goddammit. That's what the fuck time it is. Yeah. Nutty News Today is provided to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. Or we bring you all the motherfucking craziest, nuttiest, weird, off-the-wall fucking news from around the world. And I do mean the world. Based out of 813 Tampa Bay, Flow, we duh. Trey Four Hillsborough County. What we do, man, we bring y'all some motherfucking shit y'all ain't never heard. And I mean never heard. What time is it? Oh.
Nutty news.
What time? Nutty time. That's my damn jam right there. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm gonna have to get that in my ringtone. Put that on my MySpace page, you know what I'm saying? It's the intro when y'all come on the page. Y'all know what time it is. Because it's been this time up in here. And we're going to get down to the nutty news of the day. And well, we take this thing all the way across the world. And I do mean the world. All right, get my motherfucking porn music queued up here. And get off into this thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Anybody been to Massachusetts? I haven't. But a mother calls 911 over son's video game habit, which you should. You should call 911 on your motherfucking selves, too. All you dumbass parents out here keep buying your motherfucking kids Xbox, Sixbox, Seven Boxes, and all this old dumb shit. And these stupid motherfuckers can't even bring their schoolwork home because they want to come and jump right onto the goddamn game. And your dumbass sit right there and let them play the shit. And then turn around and tell them something. Oh, how you doing in school? Stupid motherfucker's dumb. He come home, he play games all fucking day. No fucking discipline in the family. Anyways, it's a game over a 14-year-old Roxbury boy whose overwhelmed mother was so exasperated with his incessant video game playing that she called the cops on him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. The final straw for Angela Mahia snapped at 2:30 a.m. Saturday when I woke up in the middle of the night and saw the light on in his room. Hours after she had told him to go to sleep. Sometimes I want to run away, too, Mahia said, breaking down in tears in her immaculate apartment. I have support from my church, but I'm alone. I want to help my son, but I can't find a way. Man, some ignorant motherfucking parents, boy. Some people don't need kids. Stupid bitch put a book in that little dumb motherfucker's hands. What kind of stupid shit is that? He won't stop eating. Bitch, stop feeding him. Oh, what the hell? What parents be smoking on, man? Y'all think, and then you talking about why I ain't got no kids. Shit. Crazy shit y'all motherfuckers be doing, man. I'm all right. Shit. What's going on in Washington, D.C., y'all? Democrats switching parties to become a Republican. Hey, who the fuck cares? Both of the parties suck, you stupid motherfuckers. Man. Politico has learned that Representative Park Griffith, a freshman Democrat from Alabama, will announce Tuesday that he's switching parties to become a Republican. Griffith's party switch comes on the eve of a pivotal congressional health care vote and will send a jolt through a Democratic House caucus that has already been unnerved by the recent retirements of a handful of members who, like Griffith, hail from districts that offer prime pickup opportunities for the GOP in 2010, excuse me, people. I'm going to keep saying that 2010 shit. 2010. All right. A radiation oncologist who founded a cancer treatment center, Griffith plans to blast a Democratic health care bill as a prime reason for his decision to switch parties and is expected to cite his medical background as his authority on the subject. All right, so what? Another dumb motherfucker we ain't finna listen to. Who cares, man? Damn, boy, I be gabbing to get rid of Washington, boy. Jeez, all you crooked fags up there, man. What the hell ever. Hospital makes a mistake. Yeah, nearly destroyed a woman's life. Hmm, sounds like she took the swine flu virus. My bad, I guess I shouldn't have said that. Oh, you swine flu virus taking motherfuckers and... Yeah, imagine that. Catch me taking shiznit, not a dizam thing. All right, y'all. New York City. A city hospital nearly destroyed a New Jersey woman's life and wrecked her marriage after misdiagnosing her with terminal HIV, hepatitis, and herpes. Yeah, according to a bombshell lawsuit. Maria Osorio, 54, of Passaic, whatever the hell, said she saw an ad on TV offering a $15 mammogram at Harlem. Damn. Hell no, she took her ass to the hood. At Harlem Hospital and decided to take advantage of the screening. When a nurse offered her a free instant cheek swab and blood test, too, she accepted. Yeah. That's when she was told she had HIV. The shocked Osorio immediately turned on her husband of 37 years, Gabriel Lascano, 60, who works as a janitor in New Jersey. He kept denying that he was with anyone, but almost 3 weeks later, the hospital called to say she was perfectly healthy.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And citing the big lawsuit, yeah, she's pretty much going to get that. Yeah. Let's go to Geneva, people. Anybody ever been there? I have a watch, but I've never been there. Yeah. Polanski is finishing film under house arrest. And I don't know why they, you know, this is what they do for white folks, though. A Swiss newspaper is reporting that a friend of Roman Polanski says the director is finishing the edit of his latest movie, Ghost, while under house arrest. French philosopher Bernard Henry Levy has been quoted as telling Weekly Lee DeMontin DeMinci that Polanski is surrounded by family and bombarded by supportive telephone calls. Levy said in the interview published Sunday that he visited Polanski in his chalet in the luxury resort of Gstaad about 10 days ago and found him like a rock. This is the same old disgusting bastard that raped a fucking 13-year-old chick like 10 years ago, went to court, found his ass guilty on all the fucking counts, and then this bitch went and hid out and wherever the fuck he at. You know what I'm saying? Then the years later, they catch up with his ass. And motherfucker talking about he ain't do it. The fuck you mean he didn't do it? He invited this damn little girl to his house to teach us some damn piano lessons. They're going to turn around and rape the little girl. And you nasty ass sick fuckers going to talk about he... Man, please. Even Oprah or Whoopi Goldberg came out whole fuck ass talking about he ain't... Bitch, how the fuck he ain't old as him? That old ass motherfucker knew he did that shit. It's because you peered in one of his old faggot-ass movies and shit. You know what I'm saying? You're going to take up in his defense. Oh, you bitches suck virtual ass. Faggot-ass motherfucker. Giving in to pedophiles. We don't play that pedophilic shit, man. That's one thing a nigga do not motherfucking tolerate is that pedophilic shit. You touching little kids on their motherfucking ass. You looking at kids, you know what I'm saying, period, in a motherfucking nasty way. I'm going to have to go ahead and do my thing, man.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan Mind Probe.
Okay, y'all know what that is, right? The Vulcan Mind Probe is. God damn it, that's the Vulcan Mind Probe, yeah. I pulled a goddamn pistol down on a nigga and put it in his ass. That's what needs to happen. Put a pistol up a nigga's ass, and I ain't talking about in the racist way. If you motherfuckers out there touching on kids' asses and sitting up here being doing pedophilic motherfucking tendencies, you need to get a motherfucking pistol stuffed up your ass and then shot in your motherfucking ass. If it kills you, it kills you. If not, well, hey, you just going to live with a motherfucking colostomy bag on your motherfucking shit. Anyways, people, let me beam somebody else. Well, check it out, 352. I see you sitting there on the line. I ain't gonna beam you in if you don't want to be on the show, you know what I'm saying? Because most people just like to sit on the line and just and listen. You know I'm lying like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn Crime City, bring your punk ass on up in here, goddammit. You ain't gonna sit on the outside, know the hell you is. Shit. This motherfucker Crim up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Crim!
Goddammit.
Goddammit, you already know I know what the fuck's going down. My dog Crim up in this motherfucker held it down for the janky ass motherfucking promoter Monday. You know what I'm saying? Wrapped up in this B-I-E-I itch. And still back on this mofo flipper, man. But guess who in the building?
Who in the building?
Nigga, y'all announce y'all motherfucking selves.
Hillsborough County.
Who that nigga is? Huh? This motherfucking Ashwood DJ Party Time is up in this motherfucker, man.
Sweet Party Time.
Official Real Nigga Radio. We officially Real Nigga Radioed up in this piece. And Kui Anand, or fuck that. Kui my dog, my brother. Kui my
crouton,
dog.
Crouton.
Huh? That real.
King's greetings.
This is Minette Krim from Crime City, y'all. Yeah. Hey, Krim, you just stepped into Time to Learn a Language Tuesday. each and every Tuesday, man, I teach the world a new language. You know what I'm saying? And we go in. So today we learn in Afrikaans, our native tongue, taking everybody back to the motherfucking motherland.
Kutan.
You know what I'm saying? That's real. We learning. You know what I'm saying? So we speaking some crazy shit to you. You know what I'm saying right now, hey brother? Cause we all caught up in the spirit of learning a language. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
We in the afternoon right now, so. Kruta.
Krutan.
That's real. Tell the bitch you don't want to give up the pussy. But you want some money, then you tell that bitch knee. Nia. Oh, sound like you're talking Chinese to that bitch. Nia. You have some money?
Nia.
Nia. Just tell her, say it polite too. Nia. Just like the bitch just told you. Nia. Like, damn, you ain't even getting angry. What the hell is you saying to me, nigga? Nia. Telling your ass no, bitch. No. No pussy means no money. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah.
Let's do that at. Let's do that at. Anyway, get up in this motherfucker. Crim, man, what's happening today, homie?
What up with you, bro?
What you got going down?
Everything good. That's whole ass over there.
Hey.
What's up, my nigga?
What
up with you, homie? Different day. Checking out the DVD.
Hey.
I was checking out your DVD last night.
Check it out. Real nigga shit, right?
Yeah.
It's come from the big boss of the crime family, right?
What up?
I want to apologize for the shit that went down Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know
nothing
about them fake ass niggas that be doing stupid ass shit. And you know what I'm saying? And I got to the bottom of that, and I ain't know nothing about that shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
But you know we ain't got to go into no details.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? We don't want to get them haters riled up on no bullshit.
Oh, shit. It's a break. I can jump in and hate. Oh, shit. Hey, come on, y'all. Bring the hater van. That's what motherfuckers do, dog. When they get a chance to jump in your shit and hate, they bring a bus full of haters. You think it's just one motherfucker, man. They bring a bus full of motherfuckers and be like, we coming to shut this shit down.
Straight up.
Over silly shit. Over really silly shit, man, to where, I mean, if we on the motherfucking road, you feel me, it can't be nothing that's going to motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, disrupt this road trip.
Right.
You feel me? And that's how I look at everything, dog, because I don't look at this local shit. I don't look at shit about Tampa. I look at that, the motherfucker. That's why I got an international worldwide radio, so we can go anywhere in the world. Fuck Florida. I love my state, love my city. But this motherfucker ain't finna do what the fuck we need. Ain't no millionaires around this bitch. And the millionaires around this bitch ain't motherfucking giving us the financial or any kind of support that we need, goddammit, to get to where the fuck we need. And that's the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
So, big us the hood, Boogie, you know what I'm saying, for actually taking the momentum, you know what I'm saying, to get the motherfucking Cali, man. That's my whole thing, bro. I mean, that's a major fucking movement. And whoever ain't involved in that movement and in that support, I don't know what the fuck you doing, man. I don't know what the fuck you doing. Because that, to me, getting down to Cali is a major fucking move. Even if you go down that bitch and don't do shit. And just able to carry your music down that motherfucker.
Yeah, networking opportunity.
That networking opportunity, man, I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. I have Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? If I can't go, I have Goofy Bone. Either fly or drive over there to y'all. He in San Jose, you know what I'm saying? So that's it's 349 miles. It's like, you know, about 4 hours away.
Yeah.
You know, but shit, if you down there for the what y'all going for, the weekend, the week or what?
Yeah, we going from the 21st to the 24th. That's on Thursday to Sunday.
To Sunday. So, yeah, that's the whole weekend, you know what I'm saying, to get down and shit. Y'all in Perkland, goddammit. Y'all in motherfucking Perkland. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Y'all
in Perkland, just to let you know. Hold on, man. Didn't y'all interrupt me in my motherfucking news? Yeah, motherfucking right, you did. Damn, I forgot I had my damn name. Y'all know.
Could have done.
Queen my dog, Mifron computer lady. Yeah, we got Mifron computer lady in the chat, El Chato Arumo. Spanish people be madder than a motherfucker at me, dog. I come up there, bitch, I put an O on anything. Bitch, that's Spanish. Hello, L2UO. That's how I talk to a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? L, what's up, O? You know what I'm saying? Bitch, like, what? L, what's up, O? Home, bro, O? Shit, I don't know. God damn it, I ain't Spanish. I ain't Española. But I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning. And that's the whole
thing. Oh, groovy, baby.
Bang about it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's real. What'd you say, yeah. Part of time?
Oh, that's that street
that's
version
awesome
old
fucking story, kid.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Y'all gotta watch out, man. Y'all gotta watch out. Oh, shit. Fire the weed. Fire the weed. That's the only way to fight them all. Fire the weed. We gotta smoke them out.
To our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance
damn, white
is
man.
Futile.
That's like the white man, boy, coming through. The Borg is the white man, people. Yeah, he coming through. Y'all already know.
Yeah, we want to thank all them people. Sending us these emails, complimenting us on these shows right now.
And if you
now,
betray
wanna...
us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
Oh, and you were saying?
Hey, we just want to give a shout out to everybody who's leaving these positive emails on WDGE Radio, man. Want to thank everybody who out there listening and all the people who are supporting this station. Good looking out.
Yay! Oh. Of all my retarded homeboys out there, you know what I'm saying, riding with us, you know what I'm saying, yeah, with y'all mouthpieces in and helmets on, you know what I'm saying, that's real. Shouts out to all my
yeah, hey, Flair, did GMG call in? Get money gang.
Oh, nah, not yet, then.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the emails I just got on my little Yahoo, so let me go ahead and invite them to the show.
Oh, they say coming through?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, Miss Computer Lady, you know, we studying the Afrikaan language today. You know what I'm saying? We're going in. And y'all
computer
can go to www.byki and check out that, you know what I'm saying, byki.com. It's a free language learning website, over 40 languages, activities, programs, whatever you need to learn another language, man. They got it there for you, and it's free. Fuck Rosetta Stone. Fuck whatever else is trying to charge you, goddamn, to learn some shit. Fuck that goddamn Arabian-ass motherfucker at the marathon on Hillsborough and 34th Street. Bitch gonna tell me I charge you $50 motherfucking a day to goddamn teach you my language. Bitch, fuck you. I'm just telling you I'm learning this shit for free. If you was a real motherfucking, you know, brother, then you'd be like, oh, man, well, let me just, you know what I'm saying, well, come to me, you know what I'm saying, every day. And then I'll tell you what you're saying, if it's right or wrong. That's how you help a motherfucker learn your language. You don't say, what the fuck are you trying to Americanize me, bitch, charging me? That's some American shit to do.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah.
I said, you know what I'm saying? I ain't, man, fuck that. I ain't no American, people. Sorry, I'm not American. And that's why I'm studying my Afrikaan language. So we can go back to Africa and understand. And we won't be looking all stupid when we get off the motherfucking plane and can't even, you know what I'm saying, speak our own people's language. That thing kind of fucked up. And that's why Africans don't like us, because we come over there talking all this old crazy-ass shit that we speaking right now. This bastard language. This is not our language. We just speaking outside of our fucking box right now. I'm teaching y'all, though. Hey, I'm teaching, you know. And it's only upon you. Only you can prevent forest fires. And since we ain't got no forces around this motherfucker, we got to learn some languages. You know what I'm saying? Burn that shit.
Like, brown this motherfucker.
I tell you. For one design, me friend computer lady.
Hola, Smelly. ¿Cómo está usted, mi hermano?
Fuck is all that? Hey, we ain't in El Española today. Knee.
I know.
Knee.
We are in
the money. Knee.
Me.
With me money.
Me.
Me.
Although
African.
I don't know. The homeland.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Crouton. Crouton.
Crouton. Crouton.
Crouton. Okay.
Crouton. Crouton. Yeah, it sounds like crouton, but that's greetings. That's, you know what I'm saying? We're teaching greetings.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? G-R-O-E-T-E. Crouta. Crouta.
Greetings.
Crouta.
Crouta.
Did I pronounce it correctly, crouta?
Come on, y'all. We're going to go back. Come on, come on, Ash. We got to teach the class real quick. We got to take them back through the lessons of the day real quick, you know. All right. Is you ready? Is you ready? All right, let's see what everybody done learned. This is a recap, people. This is a recap. If you don't learn, if you don't know this, by the time we get to the 10th one, you ain't getting your free ticket to Africa. Oh,
hey,
oh.
We don't want no Milgate Walkie episodes. They don't have a ride because they don't lost their ticket.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know that. Know that. All right, first word is good afternoon. And it's pronounced.
Get a meta.
Fill in the blank, goddammit.
Get a knock. Quit. No, no, it's quit. It's quit a meta.
Quit a knock.
There we go. There we go.
Quit a
meta.
Quit a
meta. Quit a meta.
Okay.
Quit
a meta.
Okay. Quit a meta.
All right. I'm going to let everybody shut the hell up. Let everybody hear.
Quit a meta.
There you go. Everybody heard it?
Quit a meta.
Quit a meta.
Quit a meta.
It's quit a meta.
Quit a meta.
Your G is spelled G-O-E-I-E, but your G is pronounced Q. It's something like, yeah, something like German language. If you ever studied German language, your W is pronounced V, your V is pronounced F, and your G is pronounced Q.
What's wrong with their tongue?
No, that's how they took our shit. You know what I'm saying? This is your original, but that's how they took it. And that's how you got Friday and all this other kind of shit right now. It's our language, but they took it and made it their spelling.
Yeah,
to make it, you know, just to take you out of your understanding. That's what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? It's the same fucking words, but they're giving it right back to you. You know what I'm saying? But then they're taking certain words out so you can't readily identify with it. But it's your fucking language.
Good meadows, Sally.
Right. All right, hold on, people. I got one more 8-1 tray up in this mofo clipper. Welcome to the Starship Smelly Prize. 8-1 Trizzy, you can join the rest of the gang, man. We up in this thing holding it down. And Krute, welcome to the show.
Krute.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah,
yo,
what's happening? Kui Madal.
What it is, it's your boy Young Zoo with GMG. Shout out to everybody in 81 Trey, Dade County, everybody all through the state of Florida. Rob G, Woo Woo, Kyle, Bugatti. Shout out to my manager, Dre. You know we doing this thing, man. We got love, man. Shout out to everybody. What it is.
Yeah, GMG up in this motherfucker, man. Y'all already know what time it is.
What
to do, don't
game,
do.
Baby. If you ain't know what GMG stand for, us, get money game. We chilling, man. We on the block right now. What's happening?
I'm doing the same, you know. Today on the show, man, I do some educational shit. I represent you on the Starship Smelly Prize, you know, your boy DJ Smell So Good. And we do this each and every day, man. But one thing about my show, you know, I focus on the independent artists, strictly independent artists and entertainers. I don't fuck with nothing else. Don't bring me nothing else. You got a song with goddamn T.I., I don't want that shit. Because you fucking with somebody in the industry. Fuck them. If you can't do it on your own, fuck them. I'm not helping them. You know what I'm saying? I'm vibe with them. So, what we do here on this show, though, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., is I feature all the motherfucking hottest indie hits that a motherfucker send me.
Yeah.
And that's what my shit consists of. But on Tuesday, because I'm all about enriching and enlightening my people, we do the Tuesday time for a language. Every single Tuesday, I teach a different language on this program. And I invite people to come in, call, or go online to blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr and participate, man. Because in a minute, shit don't hit the fan. And if anybody knows what the fucking Tower of Babel is, history repeats itself.
Okay.
So this is why, you know what I'm saying, we have to have an understanding. You don't need to be fluent in any language.
Yeah.
But you need to have an understanding of every language.
That's true.
An understanding of it. Yeah, I mean, if you just can't even fake a motherfucker and be like, you know, crute, that you don't know shit else. You know what I'm saying? But as long as you know something to you know what I'm saying, to deter a person, they ain't gonna fuck with you. Nah, he knows something. That motherfucker knows something. When I go into the little Arabian store, when I go into the Arabian store, all these little BPs and shit now, and I step up and them motherfuckers be all this, that, and then they give me my shit, I say, shukran. I don't speak the shit, but I know how to say thanks. Shukran. That's it. No, bitch, I'm not trying to be fluent in your shit, because I'm not planning on going no motherfucking Arabia, Saudi Arabia, nowhere over there. And if I do, then I'll pick up the rest of that shit when I get there. Huh? But when I come up in here and y'all popping all that Oxblock Blue Block bullshit, I ain't with that. I am not with that. I'm not. I ain't even with that with Spanish people. You know what I'm saying? He and all that. Ha ha. Hell, fuck that. Don't do that around me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you're talking about me. I ain't no hoe. I ain't all sensitive and unsecure. Bitch, keep my motherfucking name out your mouth. That's just simple. That's a simple real nigga shit. So, today, you came on a show that we actually is learning our native tongue, Afrikaan, A-F-R-I-K-A-A-N. Not this African, A-F-R-I-C-A-N. Where the fuck that came from?
Because we can.
So they can try to call you an African-American. You're no fucking African-American, man. You're a goddamn Afrikaan. You're a descendant and a native of this hill country. We were the first ones in this motherfucker before the Indians. Before the white men. Do your history now. You fucking with the wrong one. Do your history. Our bones been found on this motherfucker way before anybody discovered anything. We taught the Indians how to come and then this motherfucker and cultivate the land and set up government and all that shit. It wasn't no vice versa. We didn't come out with no motherfucking Mayflower or none of the other shit. You know what I'm saying? We have boats and big boats and all that shit in Africa. We've been motherfucking exploring the world and going to the far west, far east, far south, far north. We've been all of that shit. But you would never know that. You would never know that unless you do your history, people. We have to do our history. We have to have shows like this. As boring as these motherfuckers might sound, they'll be interesting, goddammit, when people put input in it. And that's called learning. Once you start learning, you get understanding. And you won't be in the dark no more. And it'll actually be educational to you because you'll know something that nobody else don't know.
A lot of kids don't know that either because everybody's standing in the streets doing their thing or whatever. They don't want to be in school to learn that type of stuff. So, you know,
And the problem with that, though, the problem with that, unless your kid is in a goddamn private school, these fuck-ass public schools ain't teaching shit.
You right.
That's fucked up that you have to send, you have to pay. Bitch, my taxes is paying for my kid to go to school. Why do I have to pay a set fee every month to send his ass to so-called better education?
Yeah.
With a little bit of religion mixed into it. That's the whole killer about private schools. Because when you send him to private school, they getting that religious little aspect in there, which is wrong. Mm-hmm. Keep that shit out of school.
Yeah, you're right.
Religion is mind control. That's all that shit is mind control. Fuck all that. You don't need to be, as soon as you start getting God and all this spirit, they ain't got nothing to do with education. They don't have nothing to do with learning, though. They don't have nothing to do with our day-to-day interactions with each other.
Yeah.
So if I roll around talking about, God this and God that, I ain't going to be able to function in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't add and subtract, God ain't finna do nothing for me. If I can't read, God ain't finna do nothing for me. If I can't speak, the Lord is not finna do nothing for you. Because you have to do it for yourself. That is why he put you on this planet. Do for yourself. Not credit, not to get credit cards and all this other fuck shit and smoke blowed up your ass. Hell nah, man. Come on. We live off of barter trade right now. I guarantee you I can get six people on this phone call. And I guarantee you, I won't spend no money, but I can get something out of each and every one of y'all.
You can get.
I have something to offer. It's called barter. It's an even swap, no swing. I have something to offer. You want to get your ass on the radio? You want to get your songs in rotation? Okay. All I ask you to do is bring me a motherfucking Nick sack and a blunt, because I need the, you know, damn, you can't bring the hands to the motherfucking party. You feel me? I'm just, everybody know me now. I'm on that level now. Niggas know I'm on that level. I don't believe in money. I don't believe in no currency. I done been to Italy to where money is bigger than your motherfucking hand.
Say, what city are you in?
I'm in Tampa, man. We all in Tampa, bro. This is Tampa right here. We 8-1 trade down.
Yeah,
all the way up to Dade City, all the way over to Ohio, because we got, you know what I'm saying, my home girl, Miss Computer Lady. She represents Ohio up in here. You know?
Okay. Ohio.
The world, man. You got the world up on here, bro. California was up here earlier.
We had everybody.
You
was talking about math? You should see the math program that we designed for young blacks that have trouble with the juvenile system. We take music and we break it down to its math principles, and we give a visualization on it. Our GMG is not just about music. We're trying to develop a lot of things. And I heard you say something about if a man can't add, God can't do nothing for him. Well, this math, we take a young man all the way from 2 plus 2 all the way to calculus, and we use music to do it. And if you don't see it, you're missing something great.
Yeah, that's hot. Now, let me ask you something. You said January 1st, I'm launching a live video show. I'm bringing BET to online, but I mean real black entertainment television.
Where's it going to be at?
Not that shit that, you know what I'm saying? My website is called livestream.com. And if you can already go and check out the previews right now, it's livestream.com/WDGE radio. If you go on there right now, you'll see I got a whole bunch of videos loaded up, a couple of commercials. All that is just sneak previews of what's to come.
Okay.
What I want is what you just said, though. If y'all have something that I can plug in, I do Tuesdays time for math. They can get something visual. You feel me? I'm about visual education. This is cool. This right here is cool. Talking over the phone. But once you get that visualization, if I can show y'all all of this shit that I'm actually looking at,
yes,
I guarantee you would be picking this shit up a whole lot fucking quicker.
My program, you can see it. I'm guarantee you'll be blown away by it. I guarantee you. Okay. Say hello.
Yeah, I'm already interested. Shit. I hate math. I ain't gonna lie to you. I love to read history and all. I hate fucking math. So if you can make it easy on my understanding and learning.
Well, I tell you, and I'll start your pre-algebra, take care of all your deficiencies with add, subtraction, multiplication, division, et cetera, and then from there I'm gonna get you to algebra, geometry, trigonometry, and I can do all that in less than 2 years, man. I can do all that in less than 2 years. Believe that. You just got to see this. You got to see it. Yes. Basketball, football, music, dancing, all of it is mathematics. Every bit of it. You can't
get away. Everything is mathematics. Your move is a 1, 2, 3, 4 count. That's mathematics. If you don't know how to count the 4, then you ain't going to be able to master no dance steps.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your music is on a 4-beat count.
If you can't count
1 beat, 2 beat, 3 beat, 4 beat, you will never be able to do shit when it comes to.
We call that a hook.
Huh?
Something deeper than that.
Bro, you broke something down to me now. That's deep now. Mathematics is in everything that we do. Even talking to a woman, you have to calculate your chances of getting with her or your chances of not. I have a 50-50 chance of kicking this game to her. I got a 50-50 chance she just going to tell me to get the fuck out of her face.
Hey, for real, and say, but listen to this. You take one of those beats, but just take one beat. If you stretch that beat out, you have so much math in just that one beat. That one beat out, it throws the whole song off. Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
For real.
By the time we're in your car, baby, if it's off, it's off.
I got to show it to you, player. I got to show it to you. But can you do me a favor? Can you repeat that website to this gentleman right here, okay?
Yeah. Well, check this out. First of all, if you want to be up, after you go and check this website out, send your videos. If y'all got independent videos, I don't want to see no motherfucking Jeezy. I don't want to hear no Jeezy beat. I don't want to hear shit in the street when it comes to independent artists. I'm sorry, I don't do all that, you know, mixtape and you rapping over another nigga beat. Everything about independent artists should be original. That's what I accept. I don't do all that, you know. I don't even play that on the show. If it's got another nigga beat behind it, I'm not playing it on the show. Red Shades got away with it because she sent it to me ahead of time, and, you know, I was like, fuck it. But now, I mean, really, I push, man, because, damn, Ashwood is a beat producer. He makes beats. Crime City on here has a producer that can get you some motherfucking beats made. That is, no excuse for you to talk about, man, I'm going to buy beats off the nigga on the motherfucking street corner. Those are not your beats. You can't do nothing with them. You have to be original. But anyways, livestream.com/WDGE radio. You can check that out. And then also send your video to WDGE radio TV, all one word, @live.com, LIVE.com. Guaranteed you'll see it on rotation by the end of the week. But when I, January 1st, you know what I'm saying? That's when we really, you're going to see me live on the camera. I'm going to be in the hood, you know what I'm saying, doing my shit right off of 34th and Chelsea Street. So if anybody want to come through and participate, you know what I'm saying, that's how I'm representing for my live video show. I'm educating the hood live. So bitch won't just think I'm sitting around, you know what I'm saying, talking to myself. Whoever comes through on 34th and Chelsea Street will be part of the live broadcast and let your friends know that, bitch, the camera is going down. So if your camera shy, don't come on the lot.
We'll be there. You're a young dude.
That's January 1st. And I welcome y'all, man. Y'all want to come out, I will make a fucking day for y'all. Tell me what day you got free. And it will be that day for education. We are doing musical mathematics. Today is Musical Mathematics Monday. Every fucking Monday, we're going to learn mathematics through music.
Whatever day y'all there, we there. So you can put us down for January 1st if y'all there January 1st.
You feel me? I'm serious, bro, because this here, man, this radio show is really, people was like, man, you need to go FM, AM. I don't want that. I don't want no FCC regulation. I don't report to nobody but the man upstairs. And when he get tired of me talking shit, then now y'all won't hear no more broadcast.
Yeah.
But this program right here is reserved for independent artists to come and express their views. It's uncut, uncensored, 21 and up radio.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how I prefer. 21 and up radio. After each broadcast, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr, and you can download this episode, each and every single episode. So if you was featured on here, like Friday, I do Featured in the Artist Friday, where I give the whole Friday to one artist, you know what I'm saying, okay. And we go in on an artist. Ashwood was just there last Friday. I done had a jazz artist, Rita Shelby. I done had two hip-hop other artists, a chick named Aya Donna from New York, Kareem Dot from New York.
Kareem,
you know what I'm saying? These are all the people. Deuce, you know what I'm saying? I went in on Deuce, you know, my nigga Deuce from the city. He had his interview on here. So what I'm saying is EPK kits is just as good as your regular press kits. And the EPK is electronic press kit. That's your online resume, basically. That's everything that somebody gonna know about you, but as your online world, not your, you know, tangible news clippings and all that kind of shit. That's your regular press kit. Your EPK is all of this shit. So you need to go back, download that motherfucking episode. That needs to be part of your EPK.
Okay.
Because that's your live interview. That's you. I don't give a fuck how a bitch feel about this radio station. This is, hold on, you want to hear some music? This is a radio station. I play music, goddammit. I play everything. Sound effects, what you want to hear? It's here.
What kind of motherfucker get fired on his day off?
You know, that's for stupid motherfuckers out there. You know what I'm saying? I don't. You know, but it do happen. It do happen. You know what I'm saying?
Get fired on the day off.
Hey, Smelly, don't forget you got Q Harper, Chelly K, and Lorraine Starr.
Now let me put y'all up on something too. If you're really trying to get your music out there, get it the fuck out of Florida. Everybody be like, damn man, why are you always dissing Florida? Because Florida ain't doing shit. We'll let Pun and all these other motherfuckers bring their ass from New York and all these other places to collaborate, but then when these punk motherfuckers come down here, they don't collab. They don't come to the hood and seek out motherfuckers. They had, you know, the radio stations trying to pull a bitch off the radio station. Fuck that.
Damn sure right, bro.
I don't support that. I don't even support none of these radio stations, because the radio station's going to tell me, especially Buckwheat bitch ass, going to tell me they don't break records. That's not their job. Then what the fuck is you there for then?
Mm-hmm. Now this is
we don't need
I'm trying to, help out, you know, in my spare time with those artists to get in wherever they can fit in, including Florida.
Right. This is what I'm. This is what I'm saying. Drop your email real quick if you want your music. Cause this is Miss Computer Lady, a very educated black woman who you definitely need to check out too. If y'all got computer problems and all that, you can hit me up. I'll give you a personal number and everything, or email and stuff like that to keep in contact with her. But, I mean, if you want your music played in Ohio, she sends music out from Ohio to, I don't know, she got like 15 different states, and I'm included. California, New York, Boston, New Jersey. I mean, shit, somewhere everywhere.
Australia, New Zealand.
You feel me? And I mean, we talking about countries. New Zealand, Australia. My co-host is from Perth, Australia. She's in Canada right now on vacation.
Yeah.
So, you feel me? I ain't heard a FM or AM radio station that's got a motherfucking international co-host.
Okay.
Or anybody international, period. But I guarantee you, I can tell you motherfuckers right now that John New has been played in Australia.
Okay.
A list
of artists are being played in Australia. A list of artists are being played in New Zealand.
Okay.
Because New Zealand right now is 16 hours ahead of us. They are day and a half ahead of us.
Ahead of us,
They've been listening to your music, nigga, a day and a half before you heard it.
And while
we
were asleep.
While we were asleep, that shit, oh, nigga, I already heard that shit. How you heard my song before I heard it?
Because
it came out a day and a half early.
Almost in some countries.
I'm telling you, man. This is the reach that this network reaches, dog. We just came back from Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying? Most of my people know I'm down now. I took nothing but independent artists to the streets. Me and my dog, Goofy Bone, we in the motherfucking streets. We on Las Vegas Strip on the video camera holding up $2 holler motherfucking mixtapes with nothing but 20 tracks of independent artists. And I had two CDs with 40 artists with that Coco's Lounge. So everybody know how many independent artists is on that shit.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What we in the streets. We on Las Vegas Strip. We had motherfucking white folks cussing us out, really. Because they're like, damn, you selling this shit too cheap. There's too many artists on there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, bitch, you don't know none of the motherfuckers on here.
Mm-hmm.
No.
They don't give a shit.
They know about that math, though.
That's the thing. They
know
about good music.
And numbers is everything, no matter what. No matter what subject
yeah.
you talk about, no matter whatever,
cool.
like was said before.
So when you go out there selling your CDs, and don't shortchange yourself, man. You're going to learn that the hard way. People would rather pay $10. Then you sit up here talking about something, man, just give me three.
Mm-hmm.
It's self-worth. People look at self-worth. If you ain't worth $10, then fuck it then. I don't even want to talk to you. I'm used to spending $15 out the goddamn store. So why the hell are you going to think I ain't got enough money to spend on you to get you $10? What you think I ain't got? See, people catch attitudes. Them the motherfuckers you want to stick with.
And that's business.
Them people right there is what you want to stick with. If a bitch catch an attitude, well, damn, baby, well, yeah, well, go on and give me $5 more for a donation. How about that? I appreciate it. Just look out, baby. I only wanted five, but give me $5 more. You know what I'm saying? You see the value of me. Other people around me don't see the true value. This is why I'm out selling these motherfuckers for $5. But since you see the true value, you know what I'm saying, please, I would like you to give me that extra $5.
That pumps
you up though, dog. That means shit. That should make you the next customer come up. You should say $10. So a bitch like, damn, $10. All right. Well, look. The last chick just gave me $10. You know what I'm saying? Cause she felt my self worth. But I mean, you know, you might just be ball on the budget, bro. Shoot your brother $5 for it. You know what I'm saying? It's hot tracks. This all me. Just give me $5. All right, man, here, dog. I'm gonna support you.
Okay.
You might not have got that $10. You feel me? But you tried.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. You tried. You went back out there and tried it again. I was in the motherfucking bar. Y'all checked me out Tuesday nights at Coco's Lounge. I'm in this motherfucker selling the same quarterbacks that I sell on 34 of Chelsea Street. Oh, yeah, I do $2 for $1 up in there.
Mm-hmm.
I just tried it. Not to say anything. I just wanted to see. I wanted to see if I could sell a cigarette for a dollar. It ain't the fact that, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to try to make all the money. I just want to see. You ain't going to never know until you put your foot out there.
Yeah, that's true.
And take that first step. You are never going to fucking know what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can never underestimate your self-worth out there, because to you it may not be that. But to the next person, a dollar can go a long way, trust me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
ain't
bullshit.
You're right. Well, check this out, y'all. I don't want to I have to take a smoke break. I got to roll up my reefer real quick. I got 10 more minutes left. I want to play something for y'all, man.
Help him.
Yeah, this ain't no rap shit. This is what... But they tell you the level of music. Go ahead, what's up?
You need to let us come match one with
you. Oh, well, nigga, I stay in Oldsmar. Shit, unless y'all... What's up? You know what I'm saying? But, hey,
dude,
in the next hour, 34th at Chester Street, I'll let your boy...
All right, it'll be there.
I match up. I make the call, and niggas know, I'm smoking in the flesh. It's all good.
When you do come up on the block, bring us one of them fire-ass CDs.
Y'all, you know, I'm going to be out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all catch the iPlaylist, the new CD, my new little mixtape featuring Deuce, Ashwood. It's got some other clips on there, man. It's like 20 tracks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Coco's Lounge got like it's 50 tracks. You know what I'm saying? It's a 50-track mixtape with everybody live being played live in the club. That's how I do. Yeah. So 9 minutes, actually, man, because this is going to be my actually finishing song on Time to Learn the Language Tuesday right here on Record of the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize, because, bitches, we is in outer space right now. That's why I beamed everybody the fuck up. I don't fuck around on planet Earth, you know what I'm saying, doing this show. Don't need the peoples kicking in the door. We flying around on the Starship right now. And if you think it will be. So motherfuckers are like, why you say that? Because we are actually already there. We just sitting here walking around like shit ain't motherfucking changed. They already got the goddamn George Jetson bubble cars and all that shit. That's out. Been there, done that. They already got the spy cameras. This, that. Yo, Back to the Future, exoskeletons and all that shit. It ain't scary, people. It's reality. The shit's here.
Okay.
All you got to do is open your mind up and embrace it. The only motherfuckers that ain't going to adapt and overcome is motherfuckers who going to let technology just fool them and being more than what it is. It's man-made. The man made it, so therefore the man's going to always control it.
Yeah.
Embrace it. Embrace that shit, man. Fuck that. Embrace that shit.
I tell people that.
You have to embrace. Don't never shun technology. Learn every goddamn thing you can.
That's right.
When it comes to technology, epathchina.com, go check it out. You can get all that kind of shit. But anyway, I'm done talking. Start from the top, Ashwood. Give all your contact links, info, how niggas can fuck with you.
Yeah, definitely. Trying to hit me up. You can Google me, Ashwood, ASHW00D. You know, you can download the mixtape, go see some videos, check out a copy of that DVD and everything I just put out yesterday. MySpace. Other than that, shout out to Smell So Good. Shout out to everybody in Tampa, Crime City. You know what I'm saying? DJ Smell So Good, DJ FTP, fuck them pussy ass niggas, fuck the police. And yeah, that's it. Shout out to my mom too, the most important woman in my life.
Okay.
You know, DJ Party Time.
Crew. All right, no, Party Time next. Run it.
You know, like once we say. Also, come check out DJ Party Time in that Party Zone 3929, or hit us up on all the WDGE links, because you're going to find us a little bit of everywhere. And once again, Smell So Good. Keep doing your thing. Get ready for that 2010. We running this.
Yeah. 2010, y'all, I'm telling you, we going to be ignorant. The Regular Game Entertainment is going to be ignorant when it comes to this promotion tip. If you ain't fucking with us, on January 1st, if you ain't fucking with us, don't even worry about after January 1st, because we're going to be done took off.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that is the level that we on. We trying to take off. You know what I'm saying? Krim, go ahead and run it, my nigga.
Ooh, oh,
It's your boy Zoo, you know what I'm saying, GMG. If y'all want to get in touch with me and GMG, go on www.myspace.com/VariGMG. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the mixtapes, all the original music, everything. Everything out there. The Struggle coming soon. Zoonama's coming soon. Dade County, what it is. Tampa, what it is. New Jersey, Patterson. Indiana, Naptown. You already know. Ohio, everybody. We do the thing, man. We'll be out there 31st at Chester. We are live on 131st and 19th Street right now. Cross Fletcher.
Oh,
what is
cross,
it?
Cross.
Cross Fletcher. Cross Fletcher in this motherfucker.
Cross, cross. Hold on, man. Y'all niggas fuck with Keith Gates?
I fuck with him. Hell yeah.
Well, somebody. I mean, because the cross boys, that's his whole little clique. You know what I'm saying? I grew
hell
up
yeah.
right there off of 142nd and 19th. So,
yeah, niggas right around the corner from me. Niggas right around the corner.
Santa Mora, we used to jump in the swimming pool, Santa Mora apartments, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to the little park right there, across Skipper Road. You know what I'm saying? I'm cross too, nigga. South of Springs. I'm a Tampa native. Everywhere.
We live on 130 right now. Trey Styles ENT, they know too what it is. We live. So you say 30. You say 34th and
Chelsea, right there by the honky tonk,
right.
Man. I'm right there by the honk. The old honky tonk. You can't miss. Come straight down Trey Fo, and you're going to run into me. You're going to see the black 18 band on your right-hand side, and you'll see me out there, and I'll be all the way live. Just follow
Cali
the smoke,
Park.
Goddammit.
Shout out to new CEO, Cali Park.
That's
okay.
Right. Mr. Computer Lady, run it.
Yep.
All the way from Toledo, Ohio, the only internet radio talk show host they have on www.blogtalkradio.com/MissComputerLady. Check out the upcoming show next on the 24th, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Christmas show. Any of the archives that you missed, you can check out the site and check out the archives. Also, I am on WDKKRadio.com. 107.5 WDEP.com, three internet radio station websites from one lovely person.
And I'm moving.
Yes, thank you.
And I forgot to tell you, I'm working on my little contract, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So the broadcast live off of WDKK Radio. And the reason being, they have over 40 million motherfucking listeners.
That's right.
To
Welcome
that one
to the
site.
Family, Smelly.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to still be on here, but what I'm going to actually do is y'all going to have to go to my main website, which is WDGRadioTV.com, when I go ahead and register the domain name.
Right.
That'll be launching January 1st. If you like a page on the website, I'm charging $20, man, to get your own page.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On
right,
my website. You can't beat that. You get your graphics. I'll put the graphics. Hell, you want to sell mixtape off your shit, I can put your PayPal up there, you know what I'm saying, so you can do your PayPal thing and everything else.
All right.
It's real networking. Instead of having a million motherfucking websites to jump all around, this one website is going to be the ultimate promotional website, goddamn it, that can possibly fucking get out there. And all independent artists. Go ahead.
Let me just quickly say also, I'm the owner and president of Your Computer Needs of Toledo LLC in Toledo, Ohio. The website www.yourcomputerneeds.net for computer training, consulting, and other products and services. And also on January 1st, 2010, it will be the 5th anniversary of the company.
What?
That's what.
Damn. Doing it big, man, computer. Now, see, GMG, y'all need to hook up with her. Because y'all on that same tip with the education, you feel me? She might be able to get you a goddamn program, you know, backed up for what you're trying to do. Really, I need to get you in contact with WeLit too, because WeLit is our nonprofit organization that can find you grants and all that kind of shit.
Okay.
As long as it's about education, because that's what we focus on, education.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
As they say, make it do what it do.
Yeah, yeah, man. You can be a thug, but you just got to be an educated thug about it. You feel me?
Basically, you know what I mean? We got a little fan base in Ohio, so we're going to definitely hook up. We're going to definitely hook up. All right.
I like to hear that, too. You hear what he just said? We got a fan base.
I heard that.
We got a fan base. I ain't never heard an artist really say that. We got a fan base.
Congratulations.
If I can say anything to independent artists, build up a fan base. Fuck going to the radio stations. Fuck trying to run into all these goddamn clubs, because if you got fans, they going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm. And
your fans
going to
do it for you.
And the great thing about networking, too, quickly, if it doesn't fit your music format, pass it on to other formats, and that's exactly
oh,
what
yeah,
I
yeah.
Think.
Somebody,
mm-hmm.
somebody going to play it. I don't
that's
give a
right.
damn. Fuck pussy motherfucker ass. Suck it. It'll probably be played on my show, but
right.
it probably won't be played on this computer lady.
No,
so,
but
you
I'll
know?
Pass it on.
Hey, and then you get played in California, because my homeboy Goofy Bone would definitely play it on the 186.2.
Right. Just about anything, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how we do, man. You know what I'm saying? When y'all go down to where y'all going to L.A.?
Where?
What? No, this is Krim. They got matter of fact, at the upper level. Krim, put that out there real quick, man. The fuck is Krim at?
I don't know.
Crap, where the hell you at?
Knee.
Yeah. See, I don't know how to say wake up an African yet, goddammit. Mama, wake up, goddammit, to you. But no, the upper level got the Friday Night Fights, Hood Boogie Promotions, you know what I'm saying? They taking, I believe, 10 artists. Up to California to battle, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if that's something y'all might want to get down each and every Friday night, you know, he got that going on right now. So go in there, compete. And you know what I'm saying? You never know. You might be on that motherfucking flight to California, man, to battle niggas over there in Cali and represent, you know what I'm saying, for FLA.
Hell yeah. Every Friday, you say upper level?
Every Friday night fights.
All right.
And every Tuesday, come to Coco's Lounge, the old Apollo, right off of Hillsborough 40th Street, you know what I'm saying? From 8 to 3 in the morning, we do karaoke with DJ Smoo, and then I do the open mic, you know what I'm saying? Where you pay $5, sign up. We doing live video recording HD, which re-airs on TampaRap.com and then on all my motherfucking websites. So, plus it's going to be a part of my new video show, when it launches January 1st. So everybody who gets recorded at these different spots, you know what I'm saying, that's the video that you're going to get to re-see, you know what I'm saying, through the show. You know, we're going to bring Tampa to the map, man, put it out to the world so they can see Tampa.
I already know. That's what I'm here for.
You know what I'm saying? So they can see Tampa. Everybody hear what we be working around and hear them niggas that be coming and crabbing on us and shit, stealing our motherfucking hood fame and then peeling flies and lies and all these other fucking flies. Come flying in our shit, stealing our motherfucking hood street fame. You know what I'm saying? So it's time to step up.
And how that nigga got his fame down here in Tampa, because who was the first group to actually bring flies to the city of Tampa? That's right.
Oh, fly.
Yeah, you
but
can do that four, five times. But in the bottom line, he started in Polk County. Niggas never knew about flies until Regular Game Entertainment put them out there on that 36 ounces motherfucking straight off the brick, and then we made that motherfucking Plies versus Young Jeezy.
Yeah,
it really put his ass on the motherfucking map. That put his ass on the map because Jeezy just came out booming, and we did that Plies versus Jeezy, and I know I pushed. I don't even know how many units that motherfucker pushed. That bitch was the hottest seller for that month.
Yeah, I still got a copy of that shit.
You feel me?
That's when you had the Plies, and we
was
the Plies.
What was supposed to follow up, but Dirty Ass Cracker wanted to be just what he is, a Dirty Ass Cracker. Fuck Dirty. Don't never fuck with a nigga, cracker named Dutch Dirty. If you do, I will not fuck with you. I will cut you off like kneecap to a guillotine as a very dirty motherfucking dude. He's an artist, too. So don't. If y'all heard that name, I know you don't heard it. That dude is a very, very dirty dude. Dutch Dirty. He's a white dude over there in St. Pete. He out of Miami, though.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I don't know about him now. He circulates around here.
Yeah.
But he will blow some smoke in your motherfucking ass, and you will probably make you kill that white boy. I'm telling you.
Well, Smiley, I'm going to have to get up, but I'll still be in the chat room, so everybody take care.
All right, Mr. PC. We out. You know, show over with.
Oh,
we right here on, this is the actual VIP hour. Show is officially over, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we just stream. We can, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, if y'all want to keep this episode, please go to blogtalkradio.com/smelly, S-M-E-L-L-Y-B-T-R. And then you can download this episode or any episode. If I have a feature you on here, you can go back and download it. If you know what I'm saying, you heard one of your peoples on one of the shows, go back and download it.
Okay. Yeah,
it's there for you. You know what I'm saying? 2 hours strong.
Later.
And then hit me up on the email, man, with y'all tracks, too. Send them to smellybtr@live.com, and I had them bitches loaded on the show tomorrow.
Okay.
Later,
yeah,
boo.
So, it's going down. Appreciate you, Miss Computer. Later.
All right.
Thank you. Everybody that called in today representing the show, 813-352-419, you know what I'm saying, and everywhere in between and beyond.
Okay.
Much love to all of y'all, man. And I'll see you in the hood. Anybody smoking, man, I'll be on 34th and Chelsea by the hour.
We're over there.
That's real. Peace out, people. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and get out of here with this last song. This is a chick I'm going to have on my show. Nah, I'm sorry, y'all. I was, but I ain't even finna do that. I'm finna represent for my nigga, man. This is Deuce, goddammit. This is some real nigga shit. And I can't cry, so that's the fuck I'm about. Deuce.
I'm in the city, though.
That's real. We live right here on motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize, man. Peace out, people.
I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man. When I was in the pen, I can't cry. No, I can't cry. I can't cry. I can't cry. No, I can't cry. I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma,
man.
I lost my cousin, man. When I was in the pen. Damn, I can't believe that I'm going through this. 105 soaking wet, nigga, my first bid. I read the streets, I had to eat when nothing easy about it. Kicked out of my uncle's house when I was 17. I was lost in this world, it wasn't a fucking joke. Did nobody give a shit, did nobody give me shit. Y'all wouldn't care if you find me somewhere fucking slain, bitch. So I sold crack, in and out, I'm getting it back. 75 to 95, I made it look easy, cause I never let you niggas know when I'm fucking creeping, peeping game, huh? I see y'all niggas participating. Y'all ain't hating, y'all just some niggas that's out here trying to make it. Make mistakes when you fucking with Deuce the Great. Ain't shit equal when these crackers, they don't wanna see ya. I keep a 4-5 hot like a fucking fever. I come harder like a shot out and I'm a dying floor. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man. When I was in the pen, I can't cry. No, I can't cry. I can't cry. I can't cry. No, I can't cry. I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man. When I was in the pen. Look, God, I understand how we be kicking it. Niggas be talking shit and they really want us to give it up. I ain't ass kissing niggas. This for the love of us. Hold the preachers pimping, God, and I can feel you heard. Fuck a church, reverend, unless it got a smoking session. You ain't teach my grandma shit in your Sunday lesson. I was second guessing, that's why I stayed in smoking sessions. Tell me why my grandma died when I was in the pen. Tell me why my mama died when I was in the pen. Tell me why my cousin put that pistol in her mouth. Hurt my heart when my cousin blew her fucking brains out. Say that shit, pastor, we all trying to make it happen. I say a prayer for him, God, send his ass to hell. Manipulating your people, send his ass to hell. I know you wonder how I say what I say, because I got my own faith and my mama died with AIDS, nigga. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. When I was locked up, nigga, you ain't see a damn thing. All I wanted was a letter that said you feel my pain. All I got
got was counterfeit lies and some fucking dreams. Real niggas, I know you out there, can you feel me? This nigga ain't real, dawg. This nigga ain't real, dawg. 9 times out of 10, my nigga in the pen, your ass will be washing drawers. I ain't holding my nuts, my nigga. It take a real man to walk on my shoes. 34-0-0-8-8, so nigga, take a real man to walk on my boots. Fuck nigga, I pay my dues. Do you know what it feel like to be locked in a two-man room in a fist fight? I'ma show you what real like. Yeah, I beat a motherfucker till his ass can't see sight. Got 20 years, gave him 10 bite. Got 20 years, gave him 10 bite, my nigga. I got tired of all that bullshit, my nigga. Nigga telling me this, telling me that. You know who I'm talking to, my nigga. Keep it real, my nigga. Know what I'm saying? And now I'm supposed to have sympathy for your feelings, nigga. I ain't like that, my nigga. I can't motherfucking cry, dawg.
I can't cry. No, I can't cry. I can't cry. I can't cry. No, I can't cry. I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man. When I was in the pen. I can't cry. No, I can't cry. I can't cry. I can't cry. No, I can't cry. I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man. When I was in the pen.
Game ain't based on sympathy. I know that firsthand. Believe that.